You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Benoît Jacquot did a little bit of everything while he was rising through the French film production ranks. He did some acting, wrote scripts, and even wrote a few songs. As a director, he's quietly created a body of subtle, serious feature films over the years, which, added up, have made him one of France's preeminent post-New Wave masters. The Film Society of Lincoln Center opened a 22-film celebration of his work last Friday at the Walter Reed Theater, and we thought that we would join in on the celebration, so it is with great pleasure that I welcome Benoît Jacquot back to my show today to talk about his career. Hi.
Bonjour.
The Film Society has called the series For the Love of Movies. Do you think that was an apt description of your work?
Well, I don't know if it's a description for everything I'm trying to make or to create, but it's a nice way to see it.
But not just making movies. I get the feeling that it's also for the love of seeing movies. I've heard that you've seen John Ford's The Searchers at least 50 times.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes,
and
some other films. But the John Ford films, yes, were very important for me, yes, very, very much, and are still important.
Even though I would not necessarily see that, would I?
What?
Would I see his influence? I mean, I see the influence of other filmmakers, especially the New Wave filmmakers. But is John Ford there for somebody who really knows what to look for?
But John Ford is just for me. He's the cinema. When you see a film, on if you have to show a film to somebody who doesn't know what is the cinema, I think showing a film of John Ford is a good way to say what it is.
Would you have seen that film when you were young? When you were going to the Cinémathèque, Henri Langlois' Cinémathèque, when you were in your early teens?
Yes, exactly, because Henri Langlois used to make a retrospective of some great filmmakers like that, and I saw Hawks, Walsh, Ford, and many other like that.
Were there other kids who were also attending the Cinémathèque screenings at that time?
Who? What?
Were there other kids, or were you the youngest person in the room most of the time?
I think I was very young for that, but maybe I was not the only one, but I felt as if I was the only one.
And this was at the time that the New Wave really hit. You've called yourself a child of the New Wave.
Yeah.
That's really reflected in some of your films. Your first feature, The Musician Killer, starred Anna Karina, who is Jean-Luc Godard's former wife, and she was also the star of Jacques Rivette's La Religieuse. Many people have seen that film's influence on your film, Marianne.
I think it's true, but I don't know if I am very able to speak about the influence on my film. I know that I was awaked to the cinema and to the filmmaking by Nouvelle Vague, by Jean-Luc Godard, by François Truffaut, because concretely they helped me very much when I started.
And you started very young. Didn't you get into films at the age of 17?
Yes, I was. The first time I was working in films, I was assistant at 17, yes.
Had you quit school?
No, because I couldn't bear school. I don't know.
I would think of you as an intellectual, so it surprises me that you quit college.
I don't think I'm not so intellectual as they can say. I don't know why, but I know I'm not very intellectual in the sense I didn't make any studies or I didn't study, even cinema. I worked very young, 17, yes.
You became an assistant to Marguerite Duras. Not everyone could keep up with her. And you also are...
She was not an intellectual.
She wasn't?
No, not at all. She was a very practical woman. Not intellectual, not dreaming.
But you've also described yourself as very well-read. And that's reflected in some of the projects that you've done. You've been all over the place, looking at plays, at old novels, at short stories.
Well, maybe it's because actors and producers know that I'm always interested by a proposition. I'm not closed on my on a world which should be mine. I try to find this world, by, you know, saying yes to a proposition of an actor or an actress or a producer.
But you've also said that if someone proposes something that doesn't interest you, or if you don't see the potential to make a strong personal film in the idea, that you won't do it. And I'm assuming that has had an effect on your career.
No, the good effect on my career is that there are people that like, who like what I'm shooting, what I'm making, never stop to ask me to do one film or another. So I have a kind of choice, and I'm very lucky because I have more. Till now, I had more proposition than I could make films.
You've also written screenplays for others, and then you wrote the songs for a film in 1979. How did that happen? And have you written other music along the way?
No. I think it was just for once, and no. It was nothing. It was just for fun, I think.
Uh-huh. But you've also acted?
No, not very much. No, not very much.
Well, in the late 70s, and then it's been directing ever since.
No, but you know many things that that not many people know. So that was only that was by chance.
It was something that didn't appeal to you.
No, I don't think I could be an actor. I'm a director because I couldn't be an actor, and I'm very fascinated by actors and actresses. Because I couldn't do that myself.
You've been making movies since the 70s, but most of your American admirers didn't get to know your work until just about 10 years ago when A Single Girl opened here. Was that your first film to be distributed in America?
I think so. The films before were coming for festivals or occasions like that, but they were not released. I think the first one was Single Girl, yes. It's because I think it's due to the Toronto Festival, and they made the first retrospective on my film, and there was a kind of focus on my films, and they were sold.
And that film made Virginie Ledoyen famous, at least in France, and here I think a lot of people know her, one of the most beautiful women in the world. Mm-hmm. But one of the striking things about that film was these elaborate tracking and traveling shots. And you used a cinematographer who, Caroline Champetier, who has worked on a number of other post-New Wave movies. But she's not famous here. Is she really big in France?
She's very famous because it's a little rare, a woman like that, being a cinematographer. And she's very known in France, yes. She's very known, but she never worked in foreign films.
Were those long shots difficult to choreograph and shoot?
No, nothing is difficult.
Nothing is difficult?
No, nothing. I don't know. I don't think anything is very difficult in films.
Really?
When you really want to make it, when it's necessary to make it, it's not difficult.
That film was followed in this country by Seventh Heaven and then by The Disenchanted, which actually had been made before
Just before The Single Girl, yes.
And you've said that you only like the films that start with The Disenchanted, which you made in 1990, your sixth feature. So why are you less happy with the films you made before?
I don't know. The only thing I know is that I don't like to see those films again, to see them as a spectator. But some people that I like very much these films, so maybe they're right.
Well, they're all being shown as part of this celebration of your work.
Very
so let's
good.
Hope that other people enjoy them because they're all very interesting. But something did happen, didn't it?
Yes, I think so. I think I started to be very interested by the actors and especially by the actresses with this film, like The Disenchanted. Before that film, I shot films with actors, but not with that main interest.
Well, when The Disenchanted was shown in Toronto, Piers Handling, the director of that festival, said, "The moral center of all the work I have seen of Benoît Jacquot is always a woman." But it's also been pointed out that the young women in your films are not any more moral than anyone else. But they are at the center. It's the problems that often that they're being so beautiful present. Don't you think?
Yes, but
they're poor, they're powerless, and they're beautiful.
Maybe the beauty is the moral problem. Maybe.
Is it?
It's a moral problem for men. What to do with the beauty of women is a very interesting moral problem. And
well, some feminists claim that throughout its history, cinema has been about men making films for men to look at women.
So who said that?
I've heard that complaint a number of times from women. Would you ever make a film with an all-male cast?
No, I don't think so. I couldn't. But see, if somebody very persuasive asked me to do it, maybe I could do. But I don't need it. I'm making films to spend time, interesting time with interesting women.
Mm-hmm. Because their stories interest you? Because their psychology interests you?
Because I'm not a woman. And I'll never finish to learn what is a woman. And that's very important for me. It's not important for every man, but for me it's important.
My guest is Benoît Jacquot, the French film director, who is being celebrated by the Film Society of Lincoln Center with a 22-film series that opened last Friday at the Walter Reed Theater under the title For the Love of Movies. Most of your movies since The Disenchanted, A Single Girl, Seventh Heaven, The School of Flesh, are intimate stories. They tell things about regular Parisians and their complicated love lives. And then some of the more recent films, Saad, Tosca, Adolphe, Princesse Marie, they're all larger period films. Did something happen there?
No, for me it's not very different. There are period films and there are costumes and set decorations and everything. But for me it's the same. It's always men and women, women and men, and trying to be together.
And then your last film, Tout de Suite, you were back to not exactly the present time, but not all that far in the past. Tell us about Princesse Marie with Catherine Deneuve. That's about Marie Bonaparte, and you shot it for television?
Yes, I shot it for the television, and I shot it because Catherine Deneuve asked me to do it. Because that's one of the films I should never have had the idea to do it. But I really love Catherine Deneuve. She's a woman I like very, very much. And when she asked me to do that, I couldn't say no, because I was sure that if she wanted to do it as strongly as she wanted, it could be very good.
Marie Bonaparte was Napoleon's granddaughter?
Yes, and she introduced the psychoanalysis in France, and she saved Freud from the Nazis. She helped him to escape from Vienna.
Are there any plans beyond the series to show this film in the United States?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. It was shown in all Europa, but I don't see how. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. But
I heard there were plans to shoot a film with Catherine Deneuve in America, in English, based on an Edith Wharton story. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that going to happen?
No.
Oh. Like so many good ideas that could be made into films.
It was it's a beautiful Wharton's novel, Mother's Recompense. And I don't know what happened, but there were some producers here very, very interested, and suddenly we didn't hear anything more.
Another great actress you've worked with is Isabelle Huppert. Mm. You made The School of Flesh with her, and that's built largely...
I think I made four films with her, yes.
Well, the last one I saw, anyway, in the new series, as you are making films that you like, She's an extraordinary actress. How is she to work with?
Oh, she's like a sister. It's as if we had spent all our life together, and we know everything one of the other, so we don't have to talk at all. And when we agree each other for a project, it goes very easily.
Well, she was famous when you started working with her, so was Deneuve. But some of the other actresses, like Judith Godrèche and Virginie Ledoyen and Isilde Lubesco, you didn't exactly discover them, but you made them famous. Did you know that they would work well in your films?
Well, they were very young. They were 16, 17, or 18 at the most. So they were not famous. They just for I don't remember exactly, but that was their first or their second film. I don't know. Anyway, I'm very interested to see and to observe a woman's character just at the beginning of her woman's life. And it's the same for an actress.
When you're writing a part, do you usually have an actor or an actress in mind?
Generally, yes. Whether the actor or the actress ask me to do the film, so I know it's for that actor or actress, like Isabelle Adjani or Catherine Deneuve, even Isabelle Huppert, or it's an actress who is not still famous, like Virginie Ledoyen or Isilde Lubesco, and I meet her and write something for her.
The last of your films to be shown here was A Toute de Suite with Isilde Lubesco. Has there been a film since?
Yes, I made a film with her this winter in India. And the film will be finished next month, I think.
And released in France, and then we can hope to see it somewhere down the line?
Oh, I'm sure it will come here.
Meanwhile, there's a, not exactly a complete retrospective, but a 22-film celebration of the work of Benoît Jacquot at the Walter Reed Theater, presented by the Film Society of Lincoln Center. And it runs throughout June, the rest of June into July.
Yes, I think it's finishing in July.
And, in fact, I have the exact date here, July 11th. I want to thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thanks
to you. Thanks very much.